tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with the Arbica Fellowship Church for the operation of one temporary fireworks sales facility on tribal trust land. Sponsors James Jennings.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver.
Second.
Second by Mark Randolph. Discussion. Yes, James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is allowing the church to use the same property that they were approved for last year for a fundraiser for the church. And Ms. Colton, if you'd like to make some comments, please.
This is our second year to do the fireworks stand.
Mm-hmm.
And the proceeds go to our church restoration project. And this is the second year of our restoration project. We continue to improve the church ground, the church buildings. That's what we use our money for. Mm-hmm. Last year we did it, we really didn't have a plan, but we learned a lot. So this is our second year, so we're more prepared. We did good last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we think with a better plan, we can even do better this year.
All right. Any questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Thomasina Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes.
Hello.
All right, thank you. Next item we have is TR18-066, a tribal resolution of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a temporary operating permit with the Return Ministry 412 Youth Group for the operation of one temporary fireworks sales facility on tribal trust land. Sponsors Dale Beaver.
Chairman, make the motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver. Second by Ms. Osborne. Discussion.
Yes, I think it's you, Richard. This is for that. If you remember in the past, the Lions Club had a fireworks stand over there in front of housing.
Oh yes.
And the Lions Club, they're not going to be there this year. And I had Representative Jennings check with the Lions Club to make sure they're going to move their fireworks stand over there by Love's, so they found a bigger, better spot, I guess. And they left this high and dry, but Sheila asked me if they could use that spot since the Lions Club not gonna use it. And as far as I know, it's just kind of first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the first ones to ask. And if y'all want to kind of expand or describe what it's going to be used for.
What we're planning to do is just hold fundraisers for a youth group that where we could go to ministry work for. Like we already got one planned out going to Florida, so that's a youth rally.
Yeah, in September.
As far as my wife and I, we're not really a stranger to the fireworks stand.
You know, just like the tribe, you know, the church tries to cover all costs, but we feel that our youth should raise their own money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ways, doing the fireworks stand, that they can be accountable and responsible on their own without relying on our church to fund everything.
Any questions? Are you part of a particular group or a church or just?
Just the Return Ministry. That's our church in Mounds.
Mounds, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomasina Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. Next item, I'll turn the chair over to Mark Randolph.
MCR 18-053,
and law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Apollo Indian Club, sponsored Gerald Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Gerald Proctor. We have a second.
Second.
Second by Del Beaver. Discussion?
Yes, we have the Miss Tiger here. She is head of the committee, and she can let us know what she is doing with this power plant.
We're using the $5,000 for lodging. Anything pertaining to the powwow, even the prize money, and just everything pertaining to it. And so, you know, it helps out a lot. And we try to raise at least $5,000 ourselves. And right now, we're setting probably about $1,500 right now, but I still got a lot more to ask for contributions, donations, just anything from food baskets to just items donated from some of the merchants in town. And I've never really got any kind of feedback or anything from the casinos. The only one that does anything and has for the last 3 years, and it's been a Chicago Casino, and they do really good. They always do, you know, first place. And so is the grocery store down there, the main headquarters. They do two first place, which is the senior women's divisions, which are 3, 2, and 1. And that's $2,400 for the men's division, and $2,400 for the ladies division, and then it's $900 for all four combined on the juniors. And so we usually just, you know, take a little bit out of, you know, our regular funding to help Tiny Tots. And we're not going to be having any special contest this year or anything. And we kind of cut back too on the lodging expenses, because that was kind of getting out of hand. I mean, we had a, you know, had a budget for that, and there was a couple of them that we didn't choose as a committee as a whole, and they was wanting everybody, even the family pet, you know. And I was like, oh, you know, let's don't do that, because, you know, we just really had to cut back on that part, because that was kind of not helping, you know, to give something to the head staff that was, you know, that was doing their services, you know, was head man, head lady, princess, all that. And so, but we got a fundraiser coming up, and we're gonna try to do something every 2 weeks. And we got one this Saturday, which will be at downtown community center. And so, I invite y'all to come. also, I have something else here I wanted y'all to see. And it's when it started in 1969, and it says the first annual Creek Festival. I want y'all to see that. Going into my 6th year coordinating this, and it might be my last. It's a lot of work.
Thank you. Any questions or from the anyone have any questions? I have a question. For the Muscogee Creeks that set up their vendors, uh-huh. You charge them? I think I've asked this every year.
Yeah, I charge them $20 or something, you know, and for both days. But a lot of them don't come for the both days, you know. But yeah.
Would you be willing to let them set up for free?
Yeah.
Citizens.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any more questions? Roll call vote.
Thomasina Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
That motion passes 4-0. Funding source will be referred to BFNJ. I'll turn it back to Mr. Proctor.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA 18-076, the Law of Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA 17-130, the Law of Muskogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to provide financial assistance to Muskogee Creek traditional churches for lawnmowers. Sponsor is Lucian Tiger.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for D-Pass.
Dale Beaver.
Second. Seconded by Pat Freeman. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the... Well, this is just an amendment to be on the second page. It was tracked in October, November, December, and until all funds are expended. The reason for this is because we have $27,859.06 that's left over from the original legislation. There's some churches that came forward that weren't aware of when the applications were. So I found, at least draw this to my attention, there was money left over. Our research found that there was, like I said, $27,859.06. I reached out to Mr. Holby. He said that would get approximately 6 lawnmowers.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Bill.
So we're going. So there is no more time frame then, right? Or is it just for this
correct
year?
Correct. This was for the original legislation says October, November, December. We're dragging that language and changing it until all funds are expended. Yes, for this year.
Just for this year. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm sure. So the next year, they'll go back to October, November, December.
Absolutely. Yes, we'll have to add.
Make it law. Yes. I think we can make it law now since that provision is gone.
So this legislation is just for this year. Okay, it's a one-time deal.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, Mark.
I was looking at this. And I just wanted to explain for anyone that didn't know, we did meet about this. We did form an application. At one time, we were getting applications all year round, and one of the things we met with Mr. Holby and Mr. Bible and Christy and myself, and I think Gacy was here then. We tried to make it as easy as we could on our clerk, our legislative clerk. I think our committee, we're the only one that really has to take applications, you know, for different programs. And one of the main reasons we put it from October to December was to buy out of season. We saw where we were purchasing lawnmowers in October. We were also purchasing them in April, and there was like $1,000 difference. And I tried to get the report from Mr. Holby, and something happened to it, and I asked Christy. I couldn't find it in my email, but we had a substantial savings for the nation. That was one of our goals, was to be able to order in bulk out of season. And that's kind of, I just wanted to give some background on that.
Okay.
That's about, and another thing was, they took on an extra responsibility of fleet management, and they were part of the process, and we appreciate them for that because they have their expertise. And one of the things we put on the application is the terrain. What we were seeing is some churches that we knew, some of them had a lot of acres, some of them just had a really small area, but they were all getting the same kind of lawnmower, you know, where they could have just really got a just, you know, regular lawnmower than one of those turnarounds, you know. So now they make the decisions, Mr. Hullaby and Mr. Bible, they make the decisions depending on the terrain and how much land they have. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? Comments? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Thomasina Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver? Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, four in favor and zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next item we have is NCA 18-077, allowing the Muscogee Creek Nation reaffirming support for the protection of the Muscogee sacred site of Hickory Ground near Wetumpka, Alabama, and authorizing special appropriation for the cost of necessary measures related thereto. Sponsors David Gill.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Dale Beaver. Second by Pat Freeman. Discussion. David.
Miko couldn't be here. I think he's at the Grand. They're dancing this weekend, so.
Yeah.
Okay. The Warriors here. Basically the same legislation. I think last one was here before last. But without going in too many details, as far as executive session, I just want to say that I'm not at Norm Miss King's attorney. Most of y'all have seen the job that she's done, as well as Tom Ryerton. He's in D.C., and Miss Harjo from D.C., good lobbyist up there. And yeah, kind of get a picture when y'all attended the meeting on what they're up against. So I did make some changes. Got with Miss Guthrie. I removed three line items in per the CB report, mileage, conference, and membership. After looking through it, I could see that there was no money being taken out, so we had instead of having to amend it, they was able to move it. And I told her this legislation, that was just a couple weeks ago. So this legislation, I just removed these and just added it to the appropriate line item. And also, after looking at their cell phone, it was still under Mr. Sepulpa's name. So I had that removed, went through IT, got a little bit cheaper, plus a laptop. Not to have Ms. Thompson, Don Thompson, as their secretary. She's doing real good keeping all a bunch of minutes. I mean, before, it was just kind of, you know, hearsay, just little stuff written down, but everything is. Don's doing a real good job as their secretary. She's kind of caught up to speed and everything that's happened. And also, she's, I had mentioned to her about printing a lot of emails that she gets from Lauren. Mm-hmm. So we did get her a printer that she can print it up for Miko. It's a lot easier for him to read it on paper. So with all that, it's going good. The cell phone will come out of communication. The laptop will come out of supply. They already have it. It's just the monthly cost. So, and I think with a lot of the meetings, that's going to be, I can foresee a lot more meetings than what they had been in the past. I think last year, I mean, four, just with the other, all together, probably, you know, that's basically what I had. That's wrong.
Yeah, it's like if you have any questions, I mean, like we always said, every month we have a monthly meeting, and you know, those that are able to attend, that's great. You know, I hear comments, your feedback. You know, that's something that we've always strived or asked too. You know, if you have any, you know, questions on anything or whatever. But like Mr. Hill said, some of you got to meet the other tribe and see what goes on with that, so you have a pretty good picture. You know, some of the stuff that goes on, and you know, it's, and it was on behalf of Hickory Ground and Miko that appreciate you guys coming out for that too and seeing with your own eyes, so that you know what the real deal is now. And like I said, with the budget, and just to let y'all know, I mean, you know, we have made some changes, you know, kind of like from last year, and it was changing some people and their agreements and everything. So in a sense, it was kind of like saving some money along with that. Was, I think there was like maybe two.
Yeah.
And I think the total of that could have been be like about $36,000. So now going forward, you know, some of this stuff and this, a lot of the trips or the meetings are going to be things we're having to deal with DC or even the other tribe. But it's all going to be like towards DC, because that's where some of the things are going to be taken care of, or hopefully, you know, so with their lobbying, things like that, and the attorney's fees, you know, so we know that it's kind of looking more towards that area.
Well, there's emails that we get, and I think we're a little prompted. There are some other lobbyists that they're looking at to help, one actually in Alabama, another in DC. So that's, I mean, there's a chance we may not use it all, but I just went ahead and increased it just a little bit, just in case. It may come from Ms. King and his law firm. Don't know for sure yet. And then that's all I had. They do have a Hickory Ground meeting tomorrow evening at 6:30.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Dale.
Roman, how do you feel that the relationship is between Hickory Ground and Horse Band? I mean, do you see an end in sight, or do you see something? Can you see the light at the end of this thing?
Personally, you know, for myself, and not being able to speak for Meek on them, but personally, and as a member, I do see a light. You know, it's distant, but there again, a lot of this falls on that tribe, you know, and what they do, because like you said, you know, a lot of you know, so we're kind of in talks right now, so it's kind of based on them, and there is some light, you know. You can't see it, you know, it is distant, but then again, you know, in the past, that, and this personally again, because of some of the stuff I've seen them do, you know, because they might tell you this, and then they're doing this, so it's always trying to be on guard.
You want to discuss that in executive session, or just kind of continue with the questioning? Or
Okay. Whatever y'all feel.
Yes. Do you want to continue this discussion? Okay. So, I appreciate the questioning. But a lot of the stuff that it does require us to be in an executive session, since we are going to, you know, a lot of this litigation and everything. So, but any other questions beside that? This is for the budget that's being proposed. No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Senior, Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beer?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The motion passes. It'll be 4 to be at J for the next order. Next item we have is NCA 18-078, along with Schuylkill Creek Nation approving a 2019 Indian Housing Plan. Sponsors, Ms. Thomasine Yahoo Osborne.
Chairman, I'm making a motion to due pass.
Motion for due pass by Ms. Osborne.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion?
So I'll just give you a little summary of what the whole thing is about. And again, it's a housing urban development activity. It's under the Indian Housing Block Grant. It's for 2019. And this application is for $15,828,203. And this is an estimate that we have. And it's an estimate from last year's funding. But I think we should be getting a lot more than, well, I don't know about a lot, but we should get more than that, because they increased the entire budget by $100 million this year for the funds that we allocate, we get a portion of the allocation. So it'll be more than that, but we'll have to redo that later. And even though we have to have this application submitted by July, we actually don't get any funds till maybe June 2020. Maybe a year, about a year from now, when we actually get the money. Now we're just working off of last year's funding. It kind of runs a year behind. Mm-hmm. And some of the activities we have in there was that VASH program. And that's a veterans housing. We got 21 that we're going to be housing. And we got rehabs that houses that are vacated or left and whatever it is that we replenish and offer it to another homeowner. And we have possibly about 25 of those. And all this is just a guesstimation. But on new construction, we'll do at least 12. And acquisition of homes that we buy, and we'll probably meet the 15. And we got that down payment and closing, we're going to 25 units on that. And we have rental, elderly rental subsidies where we allow individuals that are elderly to go out and find their own houses, and we subsidize them with their rent. They just pay $50 up to 600, the max rent. And that's one of the activities we have. And through just these programs, we're going to probably assist like 158 families will actually enter into some type of housing from our department for that year. And we also have 54 elderly units that we maintain behind our complex out here. And also we have 317 rental units throughout, you know, for the four different projects we have here in Cree Nation. And also we're gonna provide some money to social service to provide assistance for up to about 400 people at $1,200 for the funds that they get from us to assist them in their social service program. And that's the basic bulk of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Shall I have any questions?
Okay. Any questions, committee?
Yeah. There. I the construction of homes, there's 12, and acquisition of homes, there's 25. So that's 27 off the waiting list. How many do we have on the waiting list for homes?
I'm not sure, about 300 something, 334 or something like that. But you know, it fluctuates all the time.
Do you know if the tribes ever contributed to housing?
No. And matter of fact, I'm trying to work on a plan because we have these programs we have for low income people that are low income tribal citizens. And we have a lot of people that own their own homes that come in that we can't assist because we have to do lead-based paint testing, and houses older than 78, we can't work on them. And we have to have environmentals on every unit that's privately owned. And a lot of those don't fit our categories, and we have to turn them down. That's when y'all get all these calls.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could figure out some way and try to put a plan together where we may be able to have a program of the tribe with the finance of the tribe financing it, that way they could determine who y'all want to help. I mean, y'all can set your own guidelines and do whatever, but all these would have our tribal citizens that we have when we have preference for Creeks. So I think that's kind of what I've been working on, so maybe next month or so I'm going to present that to the chief and see what he thinks about it. Because we do have a lot of people coming in we can't help.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On the down payment and closing cost, it says on here you're going to try and assist 25, and that can be up to $25,000.
It's usually at 25,000 most of them.
What's the success rate on the down payment closing?
From what I've seen, it's pretty good because most of them have to have good credit, go through a private lending source, and they go through them. They're pretty well vetted by the time I get there. They get, you know, a credit check and their, you know, ratings and all that kind of stuff too. So they're pretty good. So I'd say it's high. I mean, I can't give you actual number, but it's a good program.
Do you know how many homes we have in stock? I think you said 317 for the rental units.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What about homes?
It's probably about the same, 370 or something like that. So we manage over 1,000 units, I think, somewhere in there, that we have to take care of each year.
Did you have to decrease services in this IHP in any way?
Like, I put more in development than some of these other programs, yes.
So what did you decrease in?
Social service. And decreased that by $350,000, I think.
Okay. Chairman, if you don't mind, I'd like to get a copy of the 2018 IHP to compare 2019 to 2018.
Okay. We should be able to supply that. Okay, that'd be fine. Is that it? All right. Any other questions, Mark? Yes, Dale.
That 30 or so acres that the tribe has over there on Mission Street by the college.
Yeah.
What's going to be there? I'm hearing different things.
Well, we're working on a Remember that, I think about 2 months ago, we gathered some money up. We got $8 million in there, or seven, whatever mm-hmm. it was. And we're going to use that to build an elderly project out there. Yes, we work around that.
When do you plan on that?
Hopefully, we can do something this year, but I mean, just start part of it, because we got our architect, we got an engineer, and we'll be starting on it pretty soon.
Y'all plan to incorporate the ponds that are there?
Yeah, somehow. Hopefully, maybe on the other side, we can actually build other units on the other side, because we won't need a whole track when we build those 50 or whatever. We're going to kind of back into it. We got this much money. Okay, how many units can we build? So it ain't going to be like, we want this many. So we're going to see what funds we have, then we're back into it and see how many units we can actually build.
Do you have any, idea or a plan, I guess, to, like when you rehab a house, when you rehab a house and you put in new, furnishings or whatever you got to do to a home, do you use like energy efficient?
We don't actually rehab any homes. Only ones we rehab is those units that are vacant that was turned back into us. Mm-hmm. That's the only ones we rehab. Because the other units are supposed to be maintained by the individual. Right. They have an agreement with us that they'll maintain the unit. So we'll do some emergency work on it, but we don't do rehabs.
So on the vacant units, then do you use? Do you do like blower door testing? You look at the insulation they got in the attic or anything like that?
Because we try to kind of keep our costs as low as we can so we can get the next family in there so we can start doing that. It's got to be costly for us.
Yeah. No, I just know that.
But again, new ones we are. New ones we are. Like we can spray the insulation on the inside because they said that was better than some other things that we've been doing in the past. So.
Well, I just know that, there's some. Places like an electric co-op, if you do those type of things, you spend your money on the front end, they'll give you a rebate, to do that, and it's better for the homeowner because they have to pay less on electric bill or whatever. So
we did have some of it on our rental units. We had them come in, it didn't cost us anything, given them the weatherized, of course. So. Great utility company.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Questions? Yes, Ms. Green?
Your son has, Chief ever approached you about the plan and the weed behind the clinic?
Yeah, we're looking at that.
Oh.
They said it's kind of flooded area, but we're looking to see where it's at. Okay. And also, we're looking at some property around Okemah, because we're looking at a low rent unit there, and we got 34 elderly living out there, so we're trying to figure some way we can do the project out there just for the elderly instead of having to live with the large families or whatever it is in that area, because there's mm-hmm. a lot of kids roaming around, and I think they get kind of frustrated with them or mm-hmm. scared sometimes, I guess is what it amounts to. So we're trying to get something built out there if we can get some property. Mm-hmm. But that's, down the road, but I don't even have money for that, but we are looking at something like that.
Okay. Any more questions? Yes.
Do you plan on using sit panels for new construction?
We might on these elderlies out here. We may see what the cost is going to be like first.
Yeah, because I know that housing purchased about 1,000 panels
mm-hmm,
several years ago. And I don't know how many is left, but I know that there's a...
Yeah, we're thinking about how we could use them. We use them on the walls that are on the outside only, that don't need any, plumbing or electric, that type of stuff. If there's not no cuts in it, we might be able to use some of them out there. But then some of the contractors don't like to mess with that because you have to be specialized to do that. Then you have to be certified to use those.
Any more questions? Questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Senior, Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Del Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. And motion passes.
Thank you. Thank
you. Mm-hmm. next item, I'll turn it over to Mark Randolph.
NCA 18-081, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a donation to sponsor the Tribal Film Festival. Sponsor Darrell Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion due pass by Darrell Proctor. Second. Second by Del Beaver. Discussion?
Yes. Here you go. Yes, come on.
Film festival. Celia Xavier, she's from LA. She was married to a Creek, Sherwood Ball, and she has a Creek daughter. She does the Tribal Film Festival in Tulsa for the 16 and 17. She did it in Tahlequah during the Cherokee National Holiday. And she wants to do it with Creek Nation. You know, try it with Creek Nation this time. And she, in November, she had a premiere of The Hostiles before it was even out. And at Circle Cinema. And she had another one recently in April of The Rider and Indian Horse, both which were released the same weekend. Here, they were released in LA and New York. So she's got access to all these new movies, you know, Indian movies, so she's, you know, for the Tribal Film Festival. But she's, I attach her bio, which all the movies that she's been directed. Co-producer, producer, writer.
Thank you. Any questions? Do I have a question?
I'm sorry. This festival that you do have in, is going to be in June around our festival time.
June 23rd at Circle Cinema. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to, you know, do something with the tribe, but, you know, I'm sure they've already got all their stuff lined out.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to bring in Michael Gray Eyes, who's in the movie, and she wanted to know if the tribe would, you know, do something, collaborate with that,
mm-hmm.
during the parade or something, during the festival.
Okay.
So that she's talking to him today to see if he could come. He's available. He is available. So that's in the works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have a question? Roll call vote, please.
Thomasina Hella Osborne?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Darrell Proctor?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 18-081 passes and will be referred to GF&J Funding Source. Back to you, Mr. Proctor.
All right, Mr. Randolph. And that concludes that portion. Now we're in other business. No other business. And announcements. Or do we have any announcements? Oh, yes, go ahead.
GF&J will be Thursday at 6:30.
GF&J Thursday at 6:30. Okay, all right, and then now we're down to our adjournment. Benediction, there to serve as our adjournment. Dale, would you offer that for us this evening?
Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank we just you, thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, just thank you for giving us the insight, Lord, and just the guidance, Lord, for tonight's meeting, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you just look over our households, Lord, and Lord, just give us traveling grace as we head home, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.